Hello, the 5 minutes of the prophet is the word of God, episode 173. And if you've been listening to this podcast and it's blessing you, do not keep it to yourself. Share with others and let them experience the power of this podcast, because as I say, and what I'm saying is working in your life. So let's go for our golden scripture, which begins from Hebrews 4:12, and then we end with James 1:22. And by this time, you should be able to say it along with me. Let's go. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Then James 1:22 says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And I always add, you will not walk in self-delusion. So now we're talking about speaking the word of God. And that we read from Matthew 6, how people worry. They are anxious, they are worried about their lives. So people keep worrying and worrying and worrying and worrying. And he said, would you cut any cubit to your stature? Would you add anything to your life? You rather subtract from your life when you are a warrior. A warrior, you worry. Warrior means W-O-R-R-I-E-R-E-R. You worry until you are crowned the chief and the king of worry. No, that should not be. This is not what God has said for you. So as you go through your future, you go through your past. Some people will go through their past, future, present. Everything, you worry yourself, you just rather get depressed. Please, if you are that type, then God is giving you the solution to it, because he said people worry about what they will eat. We read that in the previous episode, what they will eat, what they'll drink, how they'll clothe themselves. And he said, listen, Solomon, even in all his glory, was not clothed like the lilies of the field, which are here today and they are gone tomorrow. And now he says, in addition to this, there is something more. He says, then take no thought saying. And that was what I was saying. That, and we're talking about Matthew 6 from 25 to 34. And the verse 31 says, take no thought saying. And I said to you, when you worry and you are speaking about what you're worrying about, then it means that you have added fire to your fuel to your fire. The thing will now replicate and become bigger and will grow taller, because you added saying. You began to speak about that thing. It will be better if you worry and you kept quiet. Anytime you add, I don't know how I'll be able to pay my bills. Oh, this month, what's happening to me this month? I don't know. I don't understand, though. I don't know what happened this month. I don't even know how. Look at that. The mechanic, how could this thing get spoiled at this time? The mechanic is also bringing a bill. And electricity, oh, what is this? What kind of day, what kind of month is this? I don't know. I want this month to finish quickly. You think you are, oh God, help me. No. You made a big mistake. Why? You added speaking, saying, talking about what you are worrying about. You added, adding, talking to what you are worrying about makes it worse. It makes it worse. So I said to you, instead of worrying and saying it, rather speak the word. And listen to how there's a young literal translation of this scripture is so interesting. He said, therefore, ye may not be anxious, saying, what may we eat, or what may we drink, or what may we put round? This young translation, literal translation. That's where this literal translation from the Hebrew Greek language. That's how it sounds. Therefore, ye may not be anxious. So it's anxiety. When you are somebody who thinks a lot, listen, it's anxiety. Anxiety. If you are thinking, think about positive things. Think about the word of God. When you think about the word and you say what you're thinking. So the thought is coming, how are you going to be able to pay your bills? How are you going to eat this month? It's not even the end of the month. Look at what has happened to you. The account is empty. Don't use your mouth and say, it's an empty account. No! No, you say never. And what do you say? You say, God takes care of me. He takes care. If God is able to clothe lilies so that they look better than King Solomon. King Solomon was the richest man on the earth. Cannot be compared with the lilies that are in the field. My God, my Father, who took care of the lilies of the field, will take care of me. He takes care of me. My account, you are full. My account, you are... That is it. When you begin to do this, then... You are no more anxious saying, you are no more taking thoughts saying, but rather the thoughts came, but you defeated the thoughts with God's word. You're so blessed by...